Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more Greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
Greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Al, this is a very exciting episode for the podcast.
Why is that?
It's our anniversary.
Uh-oh. Did I forget our anniversary?
No, it's not our wedding anniversary. It's the one-year anniversary of the About Greyhounds podcast. Can you believe it? You know, when I first came up with this idea, I thought, how many topics could there possibly be? 12?
Boy, you were wrong.
Sometimes it happens. That's not that funny, Al. Every week, with the exception of a two-week break back in August, the podcast has been dropped or published every Saturday. Incredible, if I do say so myself.
The podcast has covered a lot of topics, including Greyhound health, behavior, adoption, fostering, history, larger events, and more.
Did you know that the podcast is heard in 32 countries?
Impressive.
I think so.
Most impressive.
Are you going to say that in your Darth Vader voice?
No, maybe Custer.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, you put me on the spot now.
You do a good Custer, as anybody who's listened to the podcast knows.
I'll save it for later.
Oh, very impressive. Is that how he talked?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. We do it later on in the podcast?
Maybe, yes.
Because I'm going to come back to that. Anyway, I think it's impressive. The top countries where we're heard, the USA, of course, because we are American. Canada, because, you know, they're right next door. England, because
they're across the pond.
They're across the pond, and, you know, I am of English descent, but I don't know. Maybe that's not the reason people in the UK listen to us. Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland. It's really exciting. We launched the podcast on April 1st of 2017. The reason we chose April, because it's a very special month for Greyhounds.
It's Adopt the Greyhound Month.
This episode goes live on March 31st, the eve of this very special month. So this episode, and all throughout April, will be dedicated to Greyhound adoption. In this episode, we'll be talking about things you can do throughout Adopt a Greyhound Month to help Greyhounds get adopted. Some of these ideas can be carried out all year round.
I've come prepared with a handy-dandy list of 8 actions people can take to champion Greyhound adoption. Jacqueline, why do I hear music?
I hope you like it, Al. It's your very own theme music. Or more specifically, theme music for your list.
It's about time I get some respect around here.
Yeah. Let's hear your list.
Number 1, adopt a greyhound. This one's fairly obvious. If you've been thinking about adopting a greyhound or adopting one into your pack, and if you're ready, go ahead and welcome a greyhound into your life.
It's one of the best things we ever did for our family. And when we adopted a second one, it made our family all the better. Educate yourself about greyhounds if you don't have one or haven't done a lot of research already. The podcast is a great start. We also recommend reading Greyhounds for Dummies, which is an excellent book, and joining your local Greyhound Adoption Group's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social media feeds to learn even more. Reach out to your local Greyhound Adoption Group and talk to them about their available greyhounds and your needs, and complete an application when you're ready.
There's a link in the show notes of this episode to a listing of local greyhound adoption organizations in the USA, Canada, Europe, and Australia. On to number 2. If you're on social media, post about your greyhounds and add a link to your adoption organization. Be sure to declare it's an Adopt a Greyhound Month.
The power of social media should not be underestimated. Al and I know that from our professional lives. Why it's so funny now.
Go ahead. Continue.
We do have professional lives.
We do.
Yeah. Al works in advertising. And I work in marketing, which are very, very closely related. And in our work, we use social media often. Correct, Al?
Yes.
Okay. Most Greyhound folks show off their Greyhounds on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more. In April, pump up the volume in quantity and message by referencing that it's Adopt a Greyhound Month and why you love your Greyhound so much.
You could also post a picture of our top 10 reasons to adopt a greyhound. It will be in the show notes of this episode if you like to download it. If your greyhound organization posts pictures of adoptable greyhounds on social media, share those photos in your social media too. Here's another way that you can help during Adopt a Greyhound Month by using Facebook. Start a Facebook fundraiser for the month, selecting your local greyhound organization as your charity of choice.
You know what, Al? This is super easy to do. And I've done it a few times for my birthday. I did it for our annual fun drive. And I also did it on our Greyhound Pilot's 14th birthday, which was on Valentine's Day. Ran all three occasions these Facebook fundraisers. And it was so easy. There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can start a fundraiser right away. It will take you about a minute. It's a great way to ask family and friends to support you with a cause that means a lot to you. So again, start a Facebook fundraiser for Adopt a Greyhound Month. You know, Al, you had mentioned the top 10 list of reasons to adopt a greyhounds. And I want to just mention here that we used this very top 10 list on business cards that we passed out during a recent St. Patrick's Day parade that Greyhound Friends of New Jersey marched in. Well, I drove.
You drove. We walked.
You walked. One side was the top 10. The other had Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's URL, social media channels, and this very podcast. So it's a great way to get out the word about your organization or just greyhounds and greyhound adoption in general.
Number 3 is a very simple one. In your email, make your automatic signatures say something like, "It's National Adopt a Greyhound Month. Ask me why greyhounds are such great dogs," or visit ... and insert a link to the Greyhound Adoption Directory. There's a link to it in the show notes of this episode.
Good one, Al. And you know what? That one is super easy to do.
Number 4. Join or plan a meet and greet. Ask your local pet supply store or other merchants if you can set up a meet and greet in-store or right outside. Bring literature about your adoption organization and don't forget to bring some greyhounds.
It always surprises me how many people have never seen a greyhound in person. When we do meet and greets, we often hear this. We also answer lots of questions. It's a fabulous way to raise awareness and plant seeds in the minds of people who may one day become greyhound adopters. Al, I recall that you had a sublist in another episode that was all about putting on meet and greets. Do you have it with you?
It's all in my head. Here's the sublist.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How do you keep all this information in your head?
Magic.
Well, that's why I married you. Happy anniversary.
Clear the meet and greet with your adoption organization and then ask permission from the location you want to have it at. Now, here are my tips. A, bring dogs to meet and greets that are social and that enjoy being out and about. We call these ambassador dogs. One of our greyhounds is a senior, so he's retired from meet and greets. The other is a fearful dog when it comes to strangers. We don't bring either of them to meet and greets. Usually we have a foster, and that's who we bring. Sometimes we've borrowed other greyhounds from friends. B, have a table with literature about your adoption organization, including the organization's website and contact information. C, have a sign. Either borrow one from your adoption organization or make one up. Even a handwritten poster will do. D, have a donation jar on your table with the word donations or words help greyhounds find homes written on it. E, watch out for other dogs and kids. You don't know them and they don't know your dogs. So use common sense when another dog or child approaches your ambassador dogs. And on back to the list. Number 5, walk your dog more. Anyone who's ever walked a greyhound out in public has stopped at least once and asked about their retired racer. It's one of those moments that you become a greyhound ambassador and your greyhound an ambassador dog. Carry literature with you, some pamphlets, for example, about your adoption organization, and share the greyhound story.
You know, Al, this is so true. Whenever people are around when we walk our greyhounds, we are inevitably stopped by people who are curious about greyhounds. If you can't lead or get to a meet and greet in your area, simply walking your dog with some pamphlets in your pocket truly is the next best thing.
Number 6, give fostering a greyhound a try. Many greyhound adoption organizations depend on their foster homes. They're often the lifeblood of the adoption programs. At Greyhound Friends in New Jersey, many foster homes pay for their foster dog's food, but this is something Greyhound Friends mostly certainly offers to pay for. Greyhound Friends also pays for any medical needs of our greyhounds in foster care, like flea, tick, and heartworm preventative, or anything else that may come up. We have an entire episode dedicated to fostering a former racing greyhound and how the process works. Give it a listen. There's a link to it in the show notes of this episode.
Hey, Al, could I take a stab at number 7?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Buckle your seatbelt. Number 7. If you're not doing so already, make the commitment to volunteer for your local greyhound organization. Many have kennels they may need a hand with, feeding the dogs, turning them out, walking them, and perhaps help with cleaning. Many greyhound adoption organizations hold events throughout the year and keep a running distribution list of volunteers. Send a text, email, or give a call to your local organization to find out what volunteer opportunities await you. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we have a volunteer distribution list that is used when there's a call for event volunteers. In the show notes of this episode is a link to ask to be added to that list. We always need volunteers. I'm sure the same is true for most greyhound adoption organizations.
Number 8 thing, signage. Wear a greyhound t-shirt or put a sign on your office desk or a wall announcing that it's Adopt a Greyhound Month. Either way, it's a conversation starter.
You're so right. How many times are we wearing greyhound t-shirts or sweatshirts and we've been approached with questions about adoption?
Lots.
Well, that was quantitative. As far as putting up a sign on your desk or wall at work, be sure it's okay with your employer's policies. Simply type up a sign that says, April is Adopt a Greyhound Month, or something like, ask me about my greyhound. It's Adopt a Greyhound Month. For sure, it will be noticed, and as with meet and greets, it will help plant seeds. Al, thanks for sharing your list of the 8 things folks can do to help promote greyhound adoption during Adopt a Greyhound Month.
My pleasure.
And happy anniversary to the About Greyhounds podcast and to all the guests who have come on the show to share their expertise and insights. And happy anniversary to you, our audience. Your comments, ideas, shares, and ratings of the podcast on iTunes are truly meaningful and help get the podcast in front of more greyhound lovers around the world. For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Matt Cavallo.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on a new episode next week. And happy Adopt a Greyhound Month. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to greyhounds during Adopt a Greyhound Month. and all year round. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please consider making a donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us find loving homes for more greyhounds. You can find a link to do just that in the show notes of this episode. And may I say one more time, Happy Adopt a Greyhound Month!